Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumas Daf Yud Ches. So we are starting right at the top of the Amud, and in the village Shiras Daf, it's on Tes Amud Beis, also near the top of the Amud, with the words Hayushne Igulin. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Maisha. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we learned that if a person has an eagle dvela, a fig cake, which is partially tar, partially tame, he's allowed to separate from one part for the other. We had explained that the reason why one is usually not allowed to be mafresh minatar al tame is because we're afraid that he's going to separate shaloi min amukif. Chuma needs to be separated min amukif when these two things are touching each other. However, we're separating from tar for tame, so then there's a chashash, they're not going to be touching each other, because he doesn't want the tar to become tame, and therefore in general, no be mafresh min atar ala tame. However, here, when we're dealing with one eagle, which is partially tar, partially tame, he is allowed to be mafresh. But now the Gemara asks, hayu shnei gulin? Let's say he has two fig cakes, echad mutasei tame ve'echad mutasei tahor. Both of them are partially tar, partially tame. Mahu sheyesu mizal zeh? Is he allowed to take off truma from one for the other? Since he's allowed to take off truma from each one individually, maybe he's also allowed to take off from one for the other, and this is not part of the gzera. So my answer is v'yeva kado. We'll bring from the following. Later on, the Mishnah tells us ha'yulafanu shnei kriyim. If a person has two piles in front of him, echad hefer shemenu mixes truma sumaisres, v'echad hefer shemenu mixes truma sumaisres. From each one, he partially separated truma sumaisres. Ma'ushias from mizel zeh. Is he allowed to take off truma from one for the other? Now he is allowed to continue taking off from the pile itself that only partially had truma taken off of it. Now let's give numbers to this. For example, he has one pile that has 100 apples, and he took out only one apple. And usually truma is 2%, so it means he only took off partial trumais. And it means technically that only half of the apples here are metukin. Still, he's allowed to take out another apple to be metakin the other part of the pile, and he doesn't have to suspect that the apple that he took out for the remaining trumas is one of the ones that was already metukin. And the question is the same over here, is he allowed to separate from one pile for the other? Namely, if he has two piles that are just like this, each one having 100 apples, and each one only had one apple taken off, is he allowed to separate two more apples from pile number one, finishing up for number one and for number two? So Talmidei Rav Chiya Ruba, Shalom Rav Chiya Ruba, the Talmidim of Rav Chiya the Great, asked him this question, Va'amarloin, and he told him the following pasuk, Haksil, a fool, Chavikas Yadav, he clasps his hands, Va'echlas Besarai, and he eats his flesh. And Rav Chiya Rabbah was telling them that not only is he not allowed to separate from one for the other, he's not even finished separating Truma from that individual pile itself, and therefore he's a fool who has to clasp his hands together and eat his own flesh because he doesn't have what to eat. And so here we have an answer to our question. Now Rav Lazar says, B'shem Rav Chiya Rabbah, In Tarim Masrim Mizal Zeh, one is not allowed to take off Truma Meiser from one for the other. However, he is allowed to take off truma from it itself. And that's the answer to our question as well. I think Mark continues with another discussion. Harisha Hevi Minin Harbe Bekupa. Let's say a person has a number of minim in the same basket or box. Uchrov Milmalon, Uchrov Milmaton, and there's cabbage below on the bottom, and there's cabbage all the way on top. V'davar Achar Be'emtza, and there's a different min in between separating the krov on top and bottom. Ein Tarmin V'loi Ma'asun Mizel Zeh, no taking off trumas and maestres from one cabbage for the other. That's because that's Shaloi Min Amukif. Since they're not touching each other, they're not next to each other, they're being separated by this other min, he can't take off for the top ones from the bottom ones, or vice versa. However, Hadad Etema, this is only said, B'she'en Sham Chalal. That's only if there's no empty space. Avalim Yesham Chalal, if there is some empty space in between the top ones and the bottom ones, meaning it's just air, and it's not being blocked by this other min, Tarmin Amasim Yizal Zeh, he's allowed to take off Truma Meiser from one for the other, because that is considered Min Amukif. Another member of the Gemara says, Kol Beis HaGitois Echad, Kol Beis HaGronois Echad. All Beis HaGitois, everything found in the wine press is considered like one, and everything found in the threshing floor is considered like one as well. Namely, all the wine that's found in the wine press is considered like it's min amukif, and he's allowed to separate from one for the other, and all the piles of grain that he has in his granary or at his threshing floor, that's a place where they would store the grain, they're all considered like one as well, and he's allowed to separate from one for the other, and this is considered min hamukif. Now, Tani was taught in the Braisa, Amar Rav Yehuda says, Yud Chasam Beis on the top, V'ushetei Teifeses HaGaren Be'emtza, it has to be that when we're dealing with the Gairen, the storage house, that the Teifeses HaGaren is in the middle. What's the Teifeses HaGaren? So this is a very large pile of grain, which is in the middle, and it more or less connects all the other smaller piles that are around it. These smaller piles are viewed as if they're kind of overspill of this larger one, and therefore they're all considered like one, and that's when he's allowed to separate from one pile on this side for the other pile on the other side. Now the Gemara asks, Ad Kedoin Chitin. Up until now, we understand that this Teifeses HaGaren, this large pile in the middle, is wheat. But what about Afilu Kasha, Afilu Tevin? Would the same apply if it's also different types of straw? Straw is different than Chitin, and maybe that wouldn't be considered a connector of these various piles of grain that are on the periphery. And Rav Chaga asked in front of Rav Yaisi, Hayatame Be'emtza. What about if the pile of grain in the middle was Tame? Would that still be considered a connector for the other ones on the outside? So Amalei responded to him, Hashem. V'hainu noishech, that's a proper girsa, not noshech, but noishech. Would we be able to apply noishech over here? We wouldn't. So therefore, it's not valid. Now, what's the case of noishech? So we know that when we're dealing with challah, the requirement to separate a piece of dough and give it to a kayin, if one has two doughs in front of him and he wants to separate from one for the other, they have to be noishech. They have to be biting each other. Namely, they have to be touching each other to the point that if he pulls one dough away, it's going to bite a piece of dough from the other one. And obviously, if one of them is tar and one of them is tameh, they can't be noishech each other because he's going to be tameh the tar one. And over here as well, the middle pile can't be tameh because it's going to be tameh the other piles. And that's the answer to the question. The Gemara continues, Chavraya bon kumi Rabbi Yosi. The colleagues asked in front of Rabbi Yosi, Haisa mapa ba'emta? What about if there's a mapa, some sort of cloth in between these piles? Is that considered like a separation in between them? And therefore, it would be shaloim and amukif? So Amar Lein, he told them, Vainu chamisha sakin begayrin. This is the same thing as five bags in the gayrin. Titani, we have a brass that says, Chamisha sakin begayrin. If we have five bags of grain in the gayrin, the proper gear says, Tarmen u'ma'asun yuzel azeh. One could separate truma and meiser from one for the other, and even though they're in a bag, it's not considered shaloim and amukif, and it's permitted. And the same thing would be if there's a mapa separating them, it would be permitted to separate from one for the other. I think Mark continues explaining the Mishnah, Reb Elezer, Aymer, Tarmen, V'chulu. Reb Elezer seemed to argue with the Tanakama, and he holds that one is allowed to be mafresh min atahar ala tameh. So I think Mark clarifies. Tani was taught in a brisa, Reb Lai, Aymer, Mishnah, Reb Elezer. Reb Lai says in the name of Reb Elezer, Tarmen min atahar ala tameh, bilach. One is allowed to separate from tar for tameh only when we're dealing with moist. If what we're dealing with here is lach, so then we're allowed to separate min atahar ala tameh, and there's no chashash that he's going to end up doing it shaloi min amukif. The Gemara asks, Ketzad, how is this played out? What's the scenario? And the answer is, Kavash Zaysim Betoma. Let's say he pickled olives Betoma. So these olives are Tameh. And the reason why this is considered Lach is because they're pickled and there's juices coming out of them. So it's moist. Vuhu writes La Tarman Betahara. But he wants a separate Truma for them in a state of Tahara. So he's going to take other olives that are Tahar and separate Truma from them for the Tameh ones. What does he do? Maybe Mashbech. He brings a funnel. She'ein Befiv Kebetza. That the mouth, meaning the narrow part of the funnel, is not a Betza. It's not the size of an egg. Umamali Oise Zaysim. And he fills it with olives, and he places it by the opening of the barrel of tummy pickled olives, and it turns out that he's taking truma off. And the reason why this funnel has a mouth that's narrower than a beitza is because we know that tuma can only be transferred by way of food if that's the size of a beitza. And over here we're talking about olives in the mouth of this funnel that amount to less than the size of a beitza. So even though these olives that are in the mouth of the funnel are becoming tummy themselves because they're touching the moist tummy pickled olives, they're not going to transfer this tuma to all the rest of the olives, because again, it's less than a beitza. And this is perfectly fine. It's min amukif because they're touching each other. And over here, we don't have a chashash that he's going to end up doing it shaloi min amukif, because again, as we've explained previously many times, the whole chashash of separating min atar ala tameh is that he doesn't want the entire pile of tar to become tameh. But over here, only a few olives are becoming tameh. Those are the ones that are in the mouth of the mashbech. And therefore, there's no chashash that he's going to end up being tarim shaloi min amukif. However, the Gemara just asks on this, Lomali pachas mikabeitza, why does the mouth of this mashbech have to be less than the size of a beitza? Afilu kabeitza. Even if it is the size of a beitza, because loipe ruin inun, aren't we referring to individual pieces? Each of these olives are their own individual unit. They're not considered like one big block, and therefore, even if the mouth of the mashpech is wider than a beitza, the olives there are still not going to transfer tuma to the other olives above them. Each olive is smaller than a beitza. So we can do this whole thing even with a mashpech, which is wider than a beitza. So Gemara answers, the reason why we want to use something smaller than a beitza is for something different. Shaloi tamizeis and harbe. That's just so that not too many olives are going to become tame. You're right, it's not an issue of transferring tuma from these olives to the ones above. It's just simply because we don't want too many olives to become tameh. And therefore, the way to minimize this is to say that the mashbech should have a very narrow opening. But you're right, technically, if you used a wider mashbech, still the other olives wouldn't become tameh. Now, we're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this with the Rabbanon's response. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.